The Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities has added a new feature to its expanding digital encyclopedia of Louisiana history and culture, NOLA. The LEH has distributed downloadable QR codes to museums statewide. The barcode can be printed and mounted alongside artwork. By scanning it with a smartphone, it takes the viewer from the static piece of art into the rich, interconnected encyclopedia entry. LEH President Michael Sartiski says there are 276 artist entries in NOLA. All of them now have QR codes, from folk artist Clementine Hunter to Shreveport illustrator Bill Joyce.
The Norton Gallery, if there's this beautiful Felix Kelly painting of a riverboat, and they post this, viewers coming by with their handheld device, their cell phone, can just click on that QR code and be connected to all of this.
Sartiski says museums are trying to streamline the amount of interpretive material they present about the art on display. The trend is less is more. Sartiski says the QR code fits the bill by linking the museum goer into a wealth of material about an artist or work only if they choose to know more.
You do want the works to speak for themselves. You don't want to clutter the walls up with tremendous amounts of interpretive materials. And this simple little QR code, that little crazy-looking square, is a portal to this enormous resource.
The LEH is continually adding to NOLA.org. That's K-N-O-W-L-A. Sartiski hopes to get it up to 1,000 entries by the end of the year. Louisiana art is one of more than a dozen topics. He jokes that it's possible the living artists in NOLA could get a tattoo of their QR code and wear their story on their arm.